is called Page to Person. Is that what we've been looking at the last few weeks? Yeah, to come off the page to the person, Jesus. Is that what we've been talking about? Praise God. Anyone agree with that? The scriptures to end us up with Him. Praise God. So the pages of the Bible are to tell me about Jesus and the life that He gives to move me to Him personally. Is that right? Praise God. Is the whole aim of Scripture to end us up with the person Jesus and through Jesus to the Father by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. Now, this is very important when it comes to healing. And so we're going to do a little bit of work together this morning, looking to come close to Jesus and looking to receive from Him. Because, you see, you can to know about Jesus and to know that He's a healer won't heal you. To know that Jesus can heal you won't heal you. To know all the scriptures about healing won't heal you. He's the healer. Amen. And the scriptures are to lead us to Him, the healer, if we're looking to be healed and to be made well. You have to go to Him. Praise God. See, young people, you come to Jesus and you can say, if you've got something, if you've got some sickness in your body, you come to Jesus and you close your eyes and you say, Jesus, I'm coming to You. You're the healer. Will You take this sickness out of my body? He'll do it. He'll do it. And it'd be excellent for you young people to start receiving healing for yourself. See, I used to like to say, when I was a child, I used to like to say, Dad, I've got a bit of pain in my tummy this morning. Don't think I'll be going to school. And my dad used to say to me, I think the pain is in your French grammar. With French grammar lessons coming up that day. And but actually, I found that it was no help missing the day, because when I went back, I had to catch up on all that I'd missed, so I only ended up with a lot more work. So you young people, don't look to be off days from school, but say, Jesus, You heal me, and then I'm going to school. Well, that'd be good. That'd be great. And see, somebody said one time, if the children train at a young age how to deal with smaller sicknesses, colds and different things and pains like that, then the big things won't ever come near them, because they've got used to getting rid of every thing as it comes along. Is that good? Praise God. Praise God. And so we're going to have a look at some examples, very simply, of coming to Jesus to be healed. So here's a few of these. Matthew 5 and verse 27. You can just listen to these scriptures. When she, this is the woman with the issue of blood. Now remember, she had been bleeding from her body for 12 years. I mean, there can't have been a great deal of the woman left, can there? You know, there are no blood transfusions or anything like that. Well, so constant loss of blood for 12 years, she must have been in a right state. When she heard about Jesus, she came up behind Him. You see, she could have stayed at home having heard about Jesus, about having heard about all the miracles, about having heard of all that Jesus could do. But if she didn't come up behind Him, she would not have been healed. Now, this is what we're going to have a look at here this morning. Him personally. He is the healer. Praise God. So Matthew 8 and verse 2. A leper came and worshipped Him. Wow. I mean, could you imagine what that did to the heart of Jesus? This man came with leprosy. Death is imminent. Parts of the body are falling off. And he comes, and the first thing he thinks in the presence of Jesus is not my sickness. The first thing he thinks in the presence of Jesus is worship to Him. Boy, Would that melt the heart of Jesus? Would that melt the heart of Jesus? Somebody who's in a terrible physical state, starting to worship him and to bring honor to him. Wow, there's a wonderful lesson here for us in this. There's a wonderful lesson for us here in this. So a leper came and worshipped him, saying, if you are willing, you can make me whole. So he came to Jesus. You see, when you're coming to Jesus, you're coming to the one who loves to heal. But I mean, Jesus is in his element when he's healing. When he's healing the sick, he's in what is totally delightful to him. He's in what brings him huge pleasure is to heal the sick. To forgive sin and to heal the sick, he just absolutely loves it. So on one occasion, there were thousands there, probably about 6,000 people there. And before Jesus started teaching them, he says he got in among them and he healed them all. That's what he's like. I mean, we don't have to twist Jesus' arm to heal. He loves to heal. He's in his element. It's his chosen ministry is to forgive sin and heal us, heal the sick. Praise God. So when you and I come to Jesus, we're coming to the one who loves to heal. He is the Lord who heals all your diseases, who forgives all your sins, and who heals all your diseases, and he is full of compassion to do so. He's just totally touched when he sees sickness, and he wants to come and to heal because he loves us. Praise God. Now, you and I have to put some trust into him. We have to put some faith into him to receive healing. It's not complicated. It's not difficult. Faith is not something you've got to try and work up. Something is saying, Jesus, I trust you. I'm coming to you now, and I'm trusting there's going to be a difference in my body. There's going to be a difference. There's going to be a change in my body, Jesus, because I'm coming to you, the healer. Now, this is just a simple trust. It's childlike faith. Childlike trust. You're going to come to him and to receive from him. And let's just have a look at this. This is really key here is in the receiving. Many know the scriptures, many believe Jesus can heal, but to receive from him, you have to enter into receiving from him. And that's how the healing comes. We'll explore this a little tiny bit together here. So Matthew 9 and verse 28, the blind men came to him. Now the blind men, they heard about Jesus and they heard all the crowds, what's all this about? It's Jesus passing by. They heard about Jesus. That wouldn't have healed them. No. The blind men came to him. If we can get this message this morning, we'll be doing well. And Jesus said to them, do you believe I'm able to do this? And they said to him, yes, Lord. We believe you're able to do this. Well, it was just simple faith. We trust you. We believe something good's going to happen to us by coming to you, Jesus. Is that wonderful? And they said to him, yes, Lord. And in verse 29, Jesus said, according to your faith, let it be to you. And their eyes were opened. Well, what was their faith? Their faith was to come to him. Their faith was to come to Jesus, and their faith was they're going to receive from him. Is it very simple? It's very, very simple. Praise God, it's not complicated. I don't need 29 steps to receive my healing. No. I come to him, Jesus. I say, Lord, I'm going to be the better for coming to you. I'm going to spend some time with you, and I'm going to let you minister to me. Praise God. Oh, you could do it. You just sit in your chair. Maybe read some scripture that helps you, and then say, Jesus, I'm receiving from you now. I'm going to be the better of this encounter with you because it's you, Jesus, the healer. Can you see how simple it is? Praise God. To come to him. And so this was the they had just this simple faith. The woman with the issue of blood, Mark 5:28, said, "If only I may touch his garment, I'll be made well." I'll just have to touch him, and I'll be made well. But I have to touch him, his garment, touching him. Can you see? It's the person. Jesus is the healer. Praise God. Praise God. So we've looked at here very simply. You have to come to him. And then you just to put some simple trust that you're going to be the better off from receiving from him. And then you receive. You just receive. You let him minister to you. Can you see it? So very, very simple. Now, I asked the Lord about this morning, and he gave me this picture of a roundabout. Has anyone ever been on a roundabout with the little horses that go up and down? Anyone ever sat on those? I quite enjoy sitting on one of those. But the Lord gave this as a picture because he said some are on the roundabout, and because some sickness or something is entrenched in the body, you feel, no, I'm on this roundabout and nothing's going to change. It's just going to go round and round, and there isn't anything I can do about it. And when you're on the roundabout, you're up for a period, and then you're down for a period. Can you see the picture the Lord's bringing? Now, what he said is, I never put you on that. It may be something that somebody spoke to you sometime has put you on that. Maybe some authority has said that you're stuck with this for your life. That could have put you onto this roundabout where you think, nothing's going to change because it just goes round and round. It's just the very same day in, day out. Can you see the picture here? The Lord's bringing. He said, I never put you on it. That's not the journey I ever put you on, to be going round in the sickness and up and down in the sickness. I never put you on that. So what he wants is a change of thinking. A change of thinking, a change of mindset, that we could now come to him and that we could start learning receiving from him. Praise God. You see, has anyone here received everything from Christ that he wants to give them? No, we're learning to receive, aren't we? We're learning to receive, and by God's grace, I mean, everything's given, everything's done, as we heard very clearly this morning. It's all a finished work, and so everything's provided. Everything for his divine power has already given to us everything we need for life and for godliness. It's all given to us. But now our task is to receive what's freely given to us, and freely given from Jesus. Praise God. So here's a simple pattern here from these scriptures. I'm coming to you, Jesus. I'm coming to you, the healer, Jesus. I believe it's going to make a real difference, my coming to you. And you stay in that mode. You know, it's no good. Yeah, I came to him last Tuesday and it didn't work. No, that's not receiving from him. No, you say, no, Jesus, a difference every time I sit with you. A difference every time I come to you. Something's going to change. Something's going to improve. Something's going to help. You see, the scripture says that he's an ever-present help in a time of trouble. Sickness is a time of trouble. An ever-present help. Ever-present. Praise God. I mean, if you want to think about it further, about Christ the healer in you, you start thinking something very, very different. So Christ Jesus in you, his life touching every organ, every part, every bone, every tissue, every cell. If you start thinking like this, it's childlike faith. You use your God-given imagination to visualize Jesus on the inside of us, which is the truth, and then simply receiving from him. So We're going to have a go at this this morning, and we're just going to take three short scriptures here and have a look at them. So let's have a look at the first one there, Matthew 8 and verse 2. Matthew 8 and verse 2. You can just pause it there. A leper came and worshipped him, saying, Lord, if you are willing, you can make me clean. Verse 3. Then Jesus put out his hand and touched him, saying, I am willing, be cleansed. And immediately his leprosy was cleansed. Now, I've read that scripture. You're going to have a look at it now in a few moments. But you've read that scripture. Now you want to move from the page to the person. So you're saying, Jesus, you're the same today. Leprosy, the very worst kind of rotting disease, Jesus, was no problem to you. And I'm coming to you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that you are always willing to heal. Always willing to heal. It's not you heal some and you don't heal others. You healed all who came to you with simple faith. They received from you, Jesus, and I'm now going to receive from you. Can you see now what I've done is I've taken the principles out of the scripture here and I'm personalizing them to Jesus, and then I'm going to receive from him. You see, it says, Jesus put his hand and touched him. You say, Jesus, I'm coming to you. You're going to place your hand on me and touch me now, and I'm going to be made whole. I'm going to be made well. Can you see how I've done this? Amen. So if you're listening in on CD, then just put the machine on pause, and you spend some time over that scripture, personalize it to Jesus, and start to receive from him. See, one of the prayers in the Bible, one of the things Jesus says, I believe, I receive. I believe, I receive. I'm the better Jesus because I've let you minister to me. Things are starting to change in my body. I believe I'm receiving from you. Can you see? You could have wonderful, wonderful time with Jesus, just very, very simply receive from him. And if you're really well here today, praise God, and you haven't got any sicknesses in your body, still receive from him. Still receive from him. See, I come to Jesus for an MOT. And I say, right, Jesus, here I am. Go from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. Anything you see in there, Jesus, that's not according to your will and plan for my health and well-being, I ask you to deal with it. Lord, check out every cell, check out every part of my being as you go through. Very wonderful. So very simple. Praise God. Praise God. We're not presuming on health. We're saying, Lord, this is a wonderful gift and we want to cooperate with you to live in the life that you've got for us. Turn to another scripture. We're just learning how to do this. If you've got a taste for this, it'll be wonderful. If you get a taste for this, it'd be terrific. Matthew 20, verse 30. Matthew 20, verse 30. Two blind men sitting on the road, when they heard that Jesus was passing by, they cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, Son of David. So Jesus stood still. You know, you cry out to him for mercy, say, Lord, I need mercy in this situation. I need your help in this situation. Oh, he stands still. You know, he wants to hear. He's attentive to the prayer that comes from his children. Stood still and called them, saying, what do you want me to do for you? Boy, there's an open invitation from Jesus. What do you want me to do for you? Is it wonderful? And they said, Lord, that our eyes may be opened. That means that I can set any request before him concerning my health. According to those scriptures, I can set anything before him. And so Jesus had compassion, the gentleness of him, the love to see us well, the love to see us whole. He had compassion and touched their eyes, and their eyes received sight. Praise God. Praise God. So we want to move now from that passage of scripture. You look at that scripture for a while. You take it in. Look at the things that are in there. An open invitation. The mercy of God. I can ask for what you want him to do for you. and he'd touch you with his compassion and with his mercy. So we're reading, first of all, about what Jesus did, and now we're coming off the page to the person, and we're linking directly to Christ for what we're looking for him to do in us and with us. Amen. Just put that on pause if you're listening in on CD. What are we doing? Just in a very simple way, we're believing he's going to make a wonderful change. He's going to make a wonderful change. Praise God. Praise God. I mean, just the flood in of the life of Christ. Wow. See, if you think with Jesus in me, every dark thing flees, including sickness and pain and disease. Just as I'm learning to fellowship with him, as I'm learning to move off these pages, they build my faith, they build my trust, so I can come to him with fresh trust because I've read what is the accounts of his life. It's wonderful. Praise God. We're going to do one last little session here. If we can whet our appetite and whet our taste for this, well, this would be truly excellent. Amen. Now, this last one is for general well-being right through all your days. Anyone think that might be worthwhile going for? Praise God. And so Psalm 92. Psalm 92. We come to Jesus. We're believing, we're trusting him for well-being all our days. All our days. Praise you, Jesus, all our days. I was speaking to a lady over last week there, 92, fit, totally alert mentally, getting on with her life. What a tonic. She was, I said, you're a tonic to me. I said, what's your secret? This is no mention of Christ or anything there. I said, what's your secret? Well, she said, I exercise, do a lot of walking, and when I wake up in the morning, I do my hand exercises and my shoulder exercises. 92. She was a tonic to me to see her. Praise God. Praise God. Well, I mean, if we have Christ Jesus ministering to us, there was one woman, she was asked what her secret was. She went over the 100 and she said, well, it was drinking a bottle of stout. And I thought, well, Jesus, we have more than stout with you. Amen. Amen. So Psalm 92, look at this. Those who are planted in the house of the Lord. Who is the house of the Lord? Jesus. Jesus, you see. He's the dwelling place. He's the house. We house him, that's true. But he's the dwelling place. Jesus said, live in me. He's the house. So those who are planted in the house of the Lord, those planted in Christ, shall flourish. Now, that's a wonderful word there, because it means blossoming and blooming. How are you today? Blossoming and blooming in Christ. Hallelujah. The Spanish are not afraid to say when they're well. They have ¿cómo está? Estupendo. Stupendous is how they answer. Praise God. And so when here's the promise. If you're planted in Christ, if you're living off him like we were hearing this morning, you'll blossom and you'll bloom in the courts of our God. Verse 14, they shall still bear fruit in old age. They shall be fresh and flourishing. That means green and full of sap. Anyone on for that? Praise God. Well, this is the promise of the word here. Praise God, as I receive this, I'm reading about my inheritance. You've got to read the details of what's been left to you in the inheritance. Here it is. Praise God, they shall be fresh and flourishing. Verse 15, to declare that the Lord is upright. He's my rock, and there's no unrighteousness in him. It says in another translation that we should be fresh and flourishing, declaring that the Lord is good. This is the kind of language that comes out of the person who's fresh and flourishing. Say, the Lord's so good to me. I'm so blessed by him. I'm so cared for him. I'm so loved by him. I'm so cherished by him. I'm a delight to him. Can you see it? This is the person who's in this relationship with Christ, declaring how good he is, saying, "He's my rock. He's my rock, fresh and flourishing, because he steadies me, holds me. He upholds me with his word." Praise God. Praise God. And it's wonderful. And there's no unrighteousness in him. He never does anything unrighteously. Everything is right that you do, Lord. Everything that you do for me in life is perfect, Jesus. And I'm receiving this wonderful life from you. Now minister out those. Come to him from these scriptures and speak out some of these words over yourself. Praise God. Praise God. And it doesn't matter what level or state we're at. You see, saying, well, you know, it all sounds lovely written there, but it wouldn't do anything for me. One thing here, Jesus is not forcing healing on anyone. No, he's not forcing anything about his life on anyone. So a person is perfectly free to go on in their sickness, and if they're in Christ, they'll be in glory forever. But they're also offered an invitation to fresh and flourishing and to receiving a quality of life that's wholeness of body, soul, mind, and spirit. Is that right? So let that passage minister to you there for a bit now. Wonderful. Praise God. Anyone think it would be worthwhile going for? Praise God. Wonderful. Jesus loves to minister to us. And it doesn't matter what stage we're at. And, you know, we're all at different stages. We've all come through different things and everything. But every one of us can start. Every one of us can start and say, health and well-being, Lord, it means a lot to me. And I want to receive from you so that I can live out my full days on this earth, bringing glory to your name and serving you in whatever way you want me to serve. Wouldn't that be right? Wouldn't it be wonderful? Praise God. Well, we'll be absolutely delighted to pray with anyone, like to be prayed for.